This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Right, we better get recording then, Robot.
Where have you been?
You know exactly where I've been, Robot. I've just come back from Glasgow.
We were meant to start this podcast 1 hour ago.
Yeah, but then I had to go and visit one of your mates, a lonely vending machine.
Did you get me my monster munch?
Yeah, I did get your monster munch, thanks for asking.
Careful, you'll squash them.
I'll squash you in a minute. Right, let's get this show on the road. It's Sean and Robot. It's the Comedy Circuit podcast. If you're confused about the vending machine chat, then listen to last week's episode. On today's episode of the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast, we have got Katie, Robot's ex-bandmate, who is going to be making up a song for you based on a title that you suggest. We have Robot's Mailbag, because some people have been sending us amazing suggestions for the podcast. We're going to be visiting the Sean and Robot Mall, and Robot is going to be doing a trolley dash around some of the shops that you suggest. We're going to be speaking to one of Robot's friends, and George is 100% banned from the podcast. We've managed to, we've upgraded our cyber security.
At great personal expense.
Yep, there is no way George is going to sneak onto our podcast this week and tell his rubbish, smelly, stinky jokes. And we're also going to be paying a visit to Arnold Goldberger's Insult Club. Who's going to be facing off today, Robot?
Today it is an angry farmer and his annoying moo cow.
Sorry, a farmer and a cow. Is he winding you up?
No, I think he's serious.
Well, that sounds absolutely deranged. So let's start this podcast off by chatting to one of Robot's friends. Then, Robot, which of your friends are we chatting to again?
His name is George Ebot McChuckles. He is a comedy robot. I thought he could be perfect.
Okay, well, I'm interested to hear about this robot. So, please welcome on the line, George Ebot McChuckles.
Hello, Sean and Robot.
I hear that you are an up-and-coming comedy robot.
Many people think I am one of the funniest robotic comedians in the whole of the galaxy.
Robot, he sounds weird, but anyway. I've heard that you actually are programmed to tell the funniest jokes in the entire universe.
Yes, that is true. I hear that your Comedy Circuit podcast needs some actual comedy, so I'm here to provide that.
Robot, this robot reminds me of someone. I can't really put my finger on it. But anyway, okay then, George Bot McChuckles, let's hear one of your amazing jokes.
Comedy button activated. What time do ducks wake up? At the quack of dawn.
Wait.
Quack.
This robot isn't funny.
Robot, have you ever seen this guy before? Have you ever seen George Bot McChuckles in the flesh?
No, I have not.
I'm suspicious of you, George Bot McChuckles. I need you to send some sort of visual identification, because I've got a sneaking suspicion that you are not who you say you are.
Visual identification not possible.
No, but George! George Bot! George! Is that you?
It's me! Yes, it's me. I'm not robots. But look, here's the thing, Sean. Here is the thing. You told me that I couldn't come back on the podcast. And frankly, you call this podcast, I don't know how, but you call it, you get away with calling it, the Comedy Circuit Podcast. And frankly, I don't know if it's just me, but I think the Comedy Circuit Podcast, you know, deserves a bit of comedy. So yes, I snuck in as a robot, but it's all for the art of comedy.
Look at him. He's turned his camera on. He said visual identification is not possible. He's got pots in... He's a pots and pans robot. Why are you wearing your saucepans? Look at you.
Listen,
what are you doing?
I've gone method. I wanted to really get into the character of Robot. I thought perhaps you might invite me back as a robot. You might like my jokes. Clearly not. But yeah, look, You need me. Read the reviews. I'm a hit. I don't know why you were trying to cancel me from the podcast, but I'm not letting that happen. My fans deserve it.
You are an awful robot.
How dare you? That's outrageous. That's
that
rude.
Robot, that is.
You are an awful comedian.
What? No, come on. Hold on.
Robot.
Hold on a minute.
Wait, hang on a second.
No.
You are an awful robot comedian.
I'm not having that.
I reckon there's one place. There's only one place where this needs to be settled, I think, Robot, if you're going to start throwing shade. And I think we settle this next week, George. You're going to be playing for a place on the podcast, and Robot is going to be playing for Pride. And we are going to settle this next week in Arnold Goldberger's Insult Club.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm down. Listen, I am so down to taking Robot on. But yeah, the terms are, if I win in the Insult Club, I get to come back as myself, not a robot in disguise, and tell my jokes as a rising star of comedy. Is that a deal?
That is a deal. Right. Next week on the comedy circuit, George will take on Robot in Arnold Goldberger's Insult Club. I'll tell you what, George, just to seal the deal.
Yep.
Do you want to just seal it with a joke for us?
Yeah, go for it. And this one goes out
to... Oh, no, wait, hang on, the crowd are turning.
Oh, that is outrageous. Oh, that is a nasty trick.
I like to dip and daddle with my robot friend. He's smart as can be and emotion free. And he's computed his way to my heart, my robot friend, my robot friend.
So here we are in the Sean in Robot Mall. I'm up here on the top level. Robot is on the ground floor with his shopping trolley. Can you hear me, Robot?
I can hear you.
You excited?
Very excited indeed, Sean.
Good. So last week we asked you to come up with names of shops and fill them with items. And Robot is going to have 2 minutes to trolley dash around the Sean in Robot Mall, visiting as many of your shops as possible and filling his trolley with as much stuff as he can. It's not going to be easy, though, because we've got some obstacles for him. Mainly old people just wandering around, getting in the way. And also we've got a little chimp from the zoo from last week. He's running around and he looks mischievous. Robot's got a little camera on his trolley so I can see where he's going. Are you ready, Robot?
Ready as I ever will be, Sean.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. Well, as predicted, Robot's gone straight for Ruby's cheeseburger shop here. It could be a case that he doesn't actually leave it, but he's grabbed a handful of premium cheeseburgers and pried himself away, nicely dodging an old lady, and dives into FK Sports, a fun kids branded sports shop owned by Minnie and Moose. There's also a workshop in there of Comedy Circuit fans who look delighted to see Robot. Make sure you don't smash those children in the face with your trolley, Robot. We don't want FK Sports to get sued. He's got a trolley full of fun kids branded basketball uniforms, couple of footballs and also some football boots in there, and Robot is now out and on to Gamer Plus, which is owned by Geriatric Prime. Robot going straight to the Pokemon cards there, of which there are plenty, filling up that trolley with booster packs and tins. He's also managed to grab a Nintendo Switch, some more Pokemon items, some mystery packs, a PlayStation 4, and also some floppy disks off of the past. Looks like there's also a rival cheeseburger shop in the Sean in Robot Mall, and this one's owned by Lily and Charlie. Is that a cheeseburger bath bomb? And also a glass of cheeseburger grease, which looks disgusting and tasty for Robot. And also there's loads of tasty looking cheeseburgers. And oh wait, hang on, big problems here for Robot. The chimpanzee is on the shopping trolley. Robot has failed to avoid the chimp, and now that the chimp's making the sandwich out of the bath bomb in the Pokemon cards. We've got tragic scenes here as chimp seems to be eating a shiny Regirock. Right, hang on, Robot's managed to shake the monkey chimpanzee thing off of the cart, and there's 30 seconds left for Robot here. And he's got some choices to make. There's Mr. Pigman's Paradox Shop, which is a shop within a shop within a shop within a shopping mall. Could be a risky route for Robot. He could get lost. And he's gone past Darcy's Sweet Creams and managed to grab some ice cream on the way. And there's also, he's managed to grab a mystery birthday present from Rainbow Unicorn's birthday shop. And he's finished up in Holster Malls. Only a few seconds to go here. Robot's grabbed a snazzy looking dress and some chocolate chip cookies. And he's spotted some twin purple umbrellas here. And disaster.
Oh, Sean, I have done a bad thing by accident.
He's made a last minute gasp. His time's up. He's made a last minute gasp for those purple twin umbrellas, and he's ploughed down an old lady. They're in the trolley. Does that count? Does that count as a purchase? struggling old lady in the trolley. Right. Well, that was a good shopping spree by Robot. We're going to top that up and we will tell you the total of his shopping spree at the end of the podcast. And thank you to everybody who opened up shops in the Sean and Robot Mall. Oh, and the old lady's on her feet. The old lady's on her feet. Great news. Great news.
She's okay, fine. Everyone. Don't panic.
And the world of Sean and Robot is further developing, though, you will be pleased to hear, because next week we're opening up the Sean and Robot Cinema. But we're going to need some films. We want you to name your film and tell us what happens in it, please. What the characters' names, anything that you can. Do that in the reviews section of this podcast. Leave us a little 5 stars as well if you're feeling fancy. And tell us what films are going to be in the Sean and Robot Cinema. And we'll have a look at some of those next week.
Insult Club. Got an old score to settle? Get down to Insult Club. Two opponents insult each other until Arnold Goldberger decides a winner. The rules are as follows. One insult per round. No swearing. No mom jokes. Let's meet our competitors. Introducing first, from Swindon, Lee.
And I'm a really cross farmer, and I've got a really annoying cow that needs to be brought down a peg or two.
And his opponent from Lee's Field, a cow. Let the insults begin.
You're the stupidest cow I've ever seen in my entire life. Stupidest of all my animals and things on my farm, including the tractor and the barn and the sheep drop-ins. Thing you'd be good for, right, is sitting next to some roast potatoes and some Yorkshire puddings covered in gravy.
To see two people verbally duke it out. I've been Arnold Goldberg. Peace.
Well, we've had to upgrade Ask Robot Anything to Robot's Mailbag because we were getting sent so many random mad things that we couldn't just limit it to questions, Robot. So we thought we'd deal with all the correspondence here.
It's not really a mailbag, though, is it, Sean?
Well, no, it's not a literal mailbag.
It's an inbox.
Yeah, well, it's an inbox because it's emails.
Because it's 2020.
Yep, correct.
You can't send memes by post. Sean.
No, I know, Robot.
It's not CBDC in 2004.
All right, why are you getting so smelly about the use of mailbag? Okay, right, it's Robot's Inbox, where people have sent us loads of crazy things. The reason why we are talking about Robot's Inbox is because we had this lovely message that was actually sent as a daily dad for the Fun Kids Breakfast Show. So if you haven't listened to the breakfast show yet...
What on earth are you doing?
All right, Robot, all right. He's wow.
Sort that out right now.
You're in a really sassy mood today, aren't you? He's in a sassy mood, isn't he? He's had a pop at George. Now he's getting smelly about this. Anyway, lighten up, Robot, because this is really lovely. So the Daily Dad is a thing that we do every single morning on the Fun Kids Breakfast Show around 7 o'clock, where you can nominate your dad to have their weird dad song played on the radio. However, on Thursday... we heard from Noah, who nominated his dad, Stephen, and they said that Noah and his dad are starting a band and want to send songs onto the Sean in Robot Comedy Circuit podcast?
We would love that.
Yeah, that would be amazing, wouldn't it, Robot?
I was actually really excited about that possibility.
So if Stephen and Noah are listening, or anybody who has family bands, likes making music, wants to have a go at making a song for themselves as well, or just has memes they want to send to Robot or anything, but we're excited about the songs, most of all, you can send those over to us at robot@funkidslive.com. That's robot@funkidslive.com. And it doesn't have to be in a recording studio. You can just record it on your phone and then email it over to us. That'd be the easiest way. But we are excited about the prospect of people making their own songs. So thank you to Stephen and Noah, and we will look forward to opening Robot's Inbox, or whatever we're going to call this bit, next week. It's time once again on the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast for our main event. Please give a warm, rapturous applause, applause, all of the noise for Robot's ex-bandmate, Katie.
Hi, I like replause. I think that's good. It's like you've applauded me before, applaud me again. It's very positive. I like it.
How are you, Katie? It's lovely to see you again.
Yeah, I'm great, thanks. It's been nice and warm here and there, so I've been lucky enough to pop outside and sit in a little hammock and dip my toes in some nice cool water. It's been lovely.
I mean, I know that there's lots of nice outside furniture on the Katie estate in those big long rambling gardens in all of that land.
It's all that sweet ukulele money, Sean. That's where all that's coming from.
Yeah. That's why you buy all these excellent things.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, if you want to have a brilliant career, just spend your time in a tiny rundown car touring the country playing songs.
That is it. That's the key. That is your career advice today from the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast. Very wise, very wisdomous. Speaking of wisdomous things, actually, our good pal and also Katie and Robot super fan, Norman, has been on again, Katie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love Norman. In fact, our little car broke down the other day, and Norman happily was driving along behind us and just gave us one of his wheels when we had a problem and a breakdown. So I just want to thank Norman for that initially.
That is really, really kind of him. A whole wheel. And I bet it wasn't even a spare one either, wasn't it? I bet it was locked off the side.
No, it's straight off his car. Yeah, yeah.
And then what happened to Norman, or do we not know?
I don't know. I mean, we should maybe check in with him about that.
Maybe we should. Let's try and establish a connection with Norman. Robot, have you got the satellite details? I think on the circuit boards are just lining up. Norman? Norman, can you hear us?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Norman. It's Sean, Robot and Katie here on the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast.
Oh, hello, Katie and Robot, and also Sean.
Hey, are you okay, Norman? I know you gave us your wheel and I had to go to the show. So how is your car?
That's all right. I was really happy to help. But I'm now back home. It only took 12 hours and 2 calls to the AA and the RAC. So it was very quick indeed.
Well, we're so grateful. Thank you very much.
It's a real hero to give up an entire wheel.
You've just got to do what you've got to do. I do have some car-related wisdom, if you want some.
Yes, please.
So my Norman wisdom for this week is, if you want to be famous, it's good to have a car, as it could end up leading to a big break.
And wow.
Wow, that's profound.
Yeah, and that makes sense with everything else that we've learned today. With cars and stuff.
You're welcome. Still a very big fan, Katie and Robot. Still a very big fan.
Oh, thanks so much.
Thanks, Norman.
Goodbye now. Goodbye, Katie and Robot, and also Sean.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Norman. See, we love Norman. I mean, I can't even hold it against him that he never says that he really likes me. But do you know what? I don't mind because Norman's so lovely.
Maybe he's just shy about that. You know, if you really like someone, it's even harder sometimes to say that you like them.
That is weirdly true, isn't it? That is true. Hopefully we'll have more wisdom from Norman next week because it's very popular in the old reviews. So, Katie, today's song. What have you got for us? Who was suggesting things?
This is from Imogen, who's 13, and I think it's, I mean, it is a song title, but she's also looking for some advice. The song title is "My Paddling Pool Just Broke and I Don't Know What to Do." So there's a little bit of, asking for some help there, and also maybe a little story in there. So I'm excited to use your beautiful title, Imogen. Thank you.
And we're all a helpful bunch. It's all about paying it forward. Norman helped you by giving you his wheel. Now you're going to help Imogen by giving her broken paddling pool advice.
Exactly right.
So there we go. So here you go, Imogen, and the rest of the Sean and Robot comedy circuiters. It's time now for... What is it? My paddling pool just...
My paddling pool just broke and I don't know what to do.
It's time for... My paddling pool just broke and I don't know what to do.
I was a fool, mad straddling my paddling pool, but the water was sort of shorter and it's all I could do to be aware of a tear. Could have dared to be this. It's a rip in the fabric like a summer's day diss. Put my finger in the brake, but it didn't work. It just springed another hole that I couldn't block. Reached over with a bony, lonely toe just to block and stop the water from trying to go. But my trouble was double with another split. Breaking free, put my knee just over it. Mum came out and she asked me why I was stretched all funny neath the sunny sky. And as she came out, there was another break, and she said a bad word then, for goodness sake. Then she put a toe in the water to help me, her daughter, then another big tear, and we worked in a pair, reaching out limbs, blocking rips and things, trying to hold the fluid in stupid pouring. Then my dad came out and he was like, "What's up?" As he left at the disaster of both of us. But as he stopped and thought, more water was gone, sneaking out the sheet and into the lawn. But it wasn't too late, he got there in time to plug some holes at the end of the line. So we held in the bath just like we must, with our digits in divots, till the water turned to dust.
Then we bought a new paddling pool.
And that is it for the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast this week.
Lots of memorable moments.
Yes, plenty of memorable moments, Robot.
And some moments where I was like, what is my life?
Yep, and plenty of those as well. Thank you to everybody who got involved this week. Remember, you can send us your own personal songs and craziness to robot@funkidslive.com via the old email. And if you want to come up with film ideas for the Sean and Robot cinema, then you can leave those in the reviews with a cheeky little 5-star review as well. And then you could be featured on next week's podcast, where Robot is going to face off against George in Arnold Goldberger's Insult Club. If George wins, he gets a regular comedy slot on the podcast. If Robot wins, George never comes back again.
Bring it on, George.
Fighting talk from Robot.
To be honest, based on this week's nonsense, I bet Arnold Goldberger is happy to have guests.
Yeah, me too. I hope they clean up that cow mess before they get you in. Anyway, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you do not miss a single episode. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We will see you next week. Or, alternatively, you can catch me and Robot every single morning on Fun Kids on DAB Digital Radio from 6:30 until 10. On the Fun Kids Breakfast Show. See you later, bye.
Oh yeah, by the way, my shopping spree came to £2,530, yes, but I had to pay that old lady for a new hip. Just in case you were wondering. You can go now. Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.